This is Molly, and this is episode 52 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast that you are currently listening to. Welcome on board this train. Choo-choo! Yep. That's how this is going to go. So do you ever have, those days you just feel like, what am I doing? Maybe it's imposter syndrome. Maybe it's just feeling like you're just not doing life quite right, or like, I don't know. I'm having one of those moments today and yesterday. And I thought I would just share that if you ever have that feeling of just, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? You are not alone. And the thing is, you know, life is so funny. I often think about this. I'm like, we're born, right? Out of our, out of a vagina, really, that's there we are. We come out, we pop out, boom. We're in this world. We don't know why. We don't know when it's going to end for us. We don't have a user manual or guide on how to do it. We just sort of show up and we have to figure it out. It's funny to me and also ridiculous. And like, but like, why? Like, I love life. I love my life. And I love that I get to experience being human and being in my human body and living on this planet with all you other wonderful, fabulous humans. But it's just weird sometimes, is what I'm saying. And sometimes it's like, but I don't, like, is this how it's done? Is this how I'm supposed to do it? Like, where's the answer? Where's the key? I'm looking for some guide, some manual, but no, we did not come with one. We just popped out and we're here and we're just all doing the best we can, I guess, is what it comes down to. And we're all in this together and none of us have a manual. None of us have a guide. So we're all just bobbing around, trying to figure shit out together, trying to, you know, keep breathing and keep living and, you know, doing our best. But sometimes it's just like, what, how, why, what's going on? What is happening? So that's where I'm at today. Where's your head today? Because that's where mine is, really. And I laugh at it because what else are you going to do? Gotta laugh at it. I don't know. Laughing at it for me always makes it a little bit more bearable. So do you want to talk about walnut parm? Do you want to hear about walnut parm? Because that's walnut parm. That's kind of what I wanted to talk with you about today. That was my intention for this. And so I guess that's where we're headed. Since I don't know what the point of life is and I'm not quite sure what to do, we may as well just talk about how to make walnuts delicious. We'll just start there. See where we go. And this is not an analogy for something. Literally, I'm talking about making a Parmesan-like substance from walnuts. That is what we're talking about. If you've never had walnut parm, you have to. Like, just promise me right now that you're going to try this. It is a must. It's a staple in my kitchen. It is a, it makes anything more delicious. And if you have somebody who's like kind of picky and they're like, not really going to try that soup or that stew or that bowl or that whatever, put some walnut parm on that shit and they will like it. It's like a miracle thing. So many things going on in my head. How do people do podcasts, really? Because, I know this is episode 52, so I guess I know how to do it because I guess I'm doing it. But that's the other thing about life is like, you just do it and you figure it out as you go along. Honestly, if you're in the middle of trying something new, like starting a business or in a relationship or figuring out, going to school or working on yourself or, you know, getting into shape, whatever. Honestly, you nobody knows. You just have to try it. Like, don't wait until you know how to do it before you do something, or else you'll never do it. Because honestly, you'll never know unless you try. Unless you, like, just try it, do it, learn from it, tweak it. Like, we are 52 episodes into this podcast, and I'm still like, huh, I wonder how to make a podcast. I guess I just go on here and say shit, right? I guess so. I guess this is how we do it. So, yeah, don't wait. Just, you got to start trying and seeing what works and so seeing what doesn't. I mean, that's the closest thing to a manual I think we have, is our drive, our intuition, and our tenacity. All right, Molly, focus. Walnut Parm. Here we go. Walnut Parm is the thing of goddesses. And I'm going to give you the recipe right now because it's super easy. Super easy. I was going to say super fucking easy, but it turned into super easy. So it's super easy. Let's just go with that. It is, of course, I think there's the recipe is on our blog. And also, of course, the recipe is in the portal and Plant Fueled Life. But I'm going to give you the recipe right here, right now. So get a pen, get a piece of paper, and write this shit down. You have 1 cup of walnuts, just raw walnuts, no salt, no seasoning, just raw walnuts. You put 1 cup of walnuts into a blender or a food processor. Then you add about 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast. Then you add 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder and up to 1/2 teaspoon of salt. If you want it a little less salty, if you're dealing with some, if you're like on a low sodium type of vibe, you can, of course, omit the salt if you don't eat salt at all, or you can just lower it. But I always use a full 1/2 teaspoon because I like that pop of salt. Okay, so 1 cup of walnuts, 3 tablespoons nutritional yeast, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt. You put that in a blender or food processor and you just process it or blend it until it turns into like a fine kind of powder. And make sure that your food processor or blender is totally dry, meaning there's no moisture in there at all, because if there's moisture, it's going to come out clumpy and weird. So make sure it's super, super dry, your whatever device, whatever tool you're using to do this. If you don't have a blender or a food processor, you can also do this, but you just have to chop up your walnuts a lot with a knife, and that's going to take some time, but it is doable. You want to process it, not so that it's like so much of a powder that you can't see any bits. I like to pulse it in my food processor, just pulse, pulse, pulse until it's really, really crumbly and just little, like it's some powder, but then like some little bits of walnut still, but not big bits. But you can play around with it and see what texture you like best. So that's it. And then you can keep it in your fridge and it stays good for a long time. I mean, I always eat it before it turns. I mean, it would probably take a long time for it to turn as long as it's in the fridge. So then what do you put it on? Literally anything and everything. One thing that I love doing with it is toast a piece of gluten-free bread, smear some avocado on top, put some sauerkraut on top of the avocado, sprinkle walnut parm, boom, delish, wonderful avocado toast. But really, it kind of up levels anything you're eating. And one thing, like, if I have pasta, like some pasta and some red sauce, can't eat that shit without walnut parm now. I can't do it. It's so good. Just a simple, like, okay, I had this for lunch yesterday. And I talk about this a lot, but I take my pasta, cook it on my batching day, and I put the cooked pasta in the fridge. And then when it's time to eat, I put the amount of pasta I want in a bowl. And then I put a bunch of chopped kale in the bowl. And then I pour boiling water over top, heat up the pasta, cook the kale, drain it out. And then I had red sauce, like a red pasta sauce from a jar, by the way, because I didn't have time to batch this weekend because I was away on a little trip. So opened up a jar of pasta, fine, heated it up, put it over a jar of pasta sauce, sorry, heated up the pasta sauce, then put that over the pasta and the kale, and then topped with walnut parm. It has just tasted so gourmet and so, so, so delicious. You can also batch a bunch of pasta sauce. Like, we have a ton in the Plant Fueled Life portal, and then put it in the freezer or portion it out and put it in little containers and then freeze that. That's another good option to have on hand. I just didn't have any cooked, so I have spare backup in my pantry of like pre-made pasta sauce. But here's some other ideas of things that you can put walnut parm on. And to give you these ideas, I am looking in our portal, in our Plant Fueled Life portal, and I just typed in walnut parm, and then the recipe comes up, and then I can see all of the meal plans that the walnut parm has been used in. And then if you scroll down even more, you can see all of the recipes that walnut parm has been added to in the Plant Fueled Life portal. So here are some, just to give you an idea of how to use walnut parm once you have it in your fridge. Okay, so here's a recipe for a badass burger and rice pilaf bowl. So any type of bowl, right? With the grain and some beans. Sometimes in meal plans that we have you make burger patties, we not only have you eat those burger patties as like regular burgers, whether that's on a bun or a blanched collard leaf, but we'll have you crumble them into like a burrito or a some type of bowl, just so that we're using all of them throughout the week and we're not cooking something to just eat it one time in one way. So topping any kind of bowl with walnut parm, super, super yummy. Here is a recipe for smoky potato corn chowder with walnut parm on top, as well as some chopped parsley. Yes, some fresh chopped herbs along with walnut parm. Woo, even next level. Amazing. Here's some buttery lemon pasta bowl. So this is pasta with a buttery lemon sauce with some carrots and some peas and some peppers topped with walnut parm. Beautiful big ass salad. Yes, this is a great thing to top big ass salads with. Here is a cheesy summer flatbread and crispy artichoke dippers. So the parm would go on top of the flatbread pizza. Let's see, here's one for hemp crusted eggplant pita wraps and savory millet pilaf. So the parm goes on the millet pilaf. Yes, really, really good. So one thing that I ate while I was on my little trip, my little getaway over the weekend, I brought some garlic fried rice, that same fried rice that I have Luann make. I'm still on that kick. If you've listened to the past couple of episodes, I've talked about it. And so I have the garlic fried rice, heated that up, and I brought some broccoli with me because we stayed at an Airbnb that had a kitchen. So I simmered some broccoli al dente and added that to the rice. And then I heated up a can of baked beans, put that in the bowl, and then topped it with walnut parm. So good. But even like that garlic rice, sometimes for lunch, I'll just have the garlic fried rice heated up, heat up some beans, whatever beans I have in my fridge or a can of beans, add some veggies, and then the walnut parm. Like, so easy, so simple. And that walnut parm really elevates the meal. It takes something that might be kind of like, okay, you know, like I'm not going to make a podcast about a bowl with garlic rice and beans and broccoli, but add walnut parm and it just takes it to the next level. It takes something kind of like just normal and it takes it to the next level. So let's see, what are some other things that we've used it in? Oh my God, so good. Summer skillet ratatouille over creamy herbed polenta. Yeah, polenta with walnut parm is amazing. So we have a recipe that, and maybe it's this one, it's polenta and like the creamy polenta, and then you put sauteed veggies, and then we have this one, I think it's from one of our southern meal plans. And then we put cheesy sauce and then we top it with walnut parm. Oh my God, so good. One of my favorite meals ever. But yeah, walnut parm over polenta. So, so good. Let's see. Here's an eggplant parm with spaghetti squash topped with walnut parm. That's tasty. Garlicky smashed potatoes with herbed veggies and walnut parm. Yes, please. Mashed potatoes with walnut parm. Oh, so good. Here's a zucchini artichoke lasagna with walnut parm. Heck yeah. Soups. Yes, I ate also on this little getaway. I brought some split pea soup. Top that with walnut parm. Amazing. Amazing. Here is broccoli cheesy noodle bowl. Oh yeah, that's using spaghetti squash as the noodles. And then cheesy sauce, broccoli, tomatoes, and walnut parm. Yum, yum. Okay, yes. Creamed kale and veggie loaded sweet potato with walnut parm. You can bake your sweet potato or you can cook it in the Instant Pot and then add a bunch of veggies. And then, ooh, that creamed kale sauce we have in the portal is amazing. I think we also have that on the blog. And then topped with walnut parm, delicious. Baked potatoes, like even if you do like some baked russet potatoes and do, ooh, what I love to do is saute some onions, some cabbage, and some mushrooms and just add like a little bit of salt and pepper, just a touch. And then, you know, maybe some dried basil or whatever herbs you're feeling. And then take the baked potato, top it with veggies. And I like to top it with some canned beans, like some canned white beans or some canned black beans, and make some cashew sour cream. Put that on top and then the walnut parm. Now we're talking. Yes, please. Yes, yes, yes. So good. So interesting. Different textures in your mouth, different flavors. So good. So walnut parm goes awesome with any kind of potato, really. Potato thing. Let's see, what else? What other ways? Peachy keen bulgur salad with walnut parm. Now that is one of my favorite recipes, actually, in the portal. That is amazing. The peachy keen bulgur salad. You wouldn't think that this tastes as good as it does. Like I was like, okay, you know, well, the salt, it's probably going to be okay. All the components are pretty decent, but you put it together. Oh, I just sat back and like it melted in my mouth. So good. Okay, let's see what else. Now here's a polenta and spring veggie frittata with smoky Gouda cheesy sauce and walnut parm. Oh, that's another damn good one. Yes, any kind of frittata type of thing. Now this one, this frittata is made out of polenta instead of eggs, obviously. All these things that I'm talking about are plant-based. If you're new, it's like a whole food plant-based thing that I do. soba noodles with veggies and creamy avocado sauce. Yep. And then walnut parm on top. Okay. So that gives you some ideas for applications. I think sometimes, especially when people are new to this way of eating, and if you're new, hello, hello. So happy to have you. If you're new, you have like, okay, I'm going to make this walnut parm, but like, what do I do with it? Right. And you can think about it. What would you put Parmesan on? Right? You might put Parmesan on some pasta or whatever. So you can start with that. Like put walnut parm on anything you would put Parmesan on. But then start getting like crazy, right? And experiment with the avocado toast and the bowls and the potatoes and topping soup with it. It will soon be probably a staple on your table. And I would venture to say that walnut parm will probably get people to eat more veggies and possibly even like your kids or your family partners, whatever. If you're cooking for people who aren't like really excited about eating plant-based and you put some walnut parm on their food, I'm going to say that they'll probably enjoy it more. I'm going to go out on that limb and say that just because I've seen how people respond to this. And it's a really easy way to eat more veggies, really, right? Even if you just do some simple, I have a video in Kitchen Play in the portal. That's where I kind of invite you into my kitchen and show you how to make some really basic but delicious recipes, and you can follow along with me. But I do some simple like steamed broccoli, and then put a little bit of coconut aminos, and then sprinkle walnut parm, even something like that. It's so simple, so delicious, so easy. And you can make a big batch. Like, I gave you the recipe for kind of like one portion, but if you want to use like 2 or 3 cups of walnuts and just 2 times or 3 times more of the other ingredients and just have a bunch of it on hand, you could do that too. Although when you are doubling a recipe, we don't double the salt. So if you notice in the portal, if you're a Plant Fuel Life member and you double a recipe, the salt actually stays the same, because it doesn't always translate well if you double the salt. It can be too salty. So we actually keep the salt the same when it's doubled. So if you are doubling or tripling this recipe, keep it to like 1/2 teaspoon of salt and then add a little bit more if you need it. That's another little tip. So, okay, that's my shout out to walnut parm. Let me know if you try it. Let me know if you love it. Let me know what you put it on. I want to hear all the things. You can tag me on Instagram at Clean Food Dirty Girl. You can email me at support@cleanfooddirtygirl.com. You can shout at me in the private Facebook group. There's all kinds of ways to get my attention and to tell me how you use walnut parm. What do you do with it? Has it been a game changer for you? I'm a big fan of these simple things that make a big difference, because they are very accessible. And you know, it's kind of like the small things that you do over time. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm full of shit. Guys, I don't know anymore. Remember, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't have a manual. That's why we have to help each other. All right, I'm going to go continue my day and see how my existential crisis pans out. And you go make some walnut parm, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.